Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Max Living Radio Show with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing you a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. We have an awesome show lined up for you today. We have some great content, but we also want to also just preframe the context. The reason that we do this radio show, just to remind you guys, is to really reach the unreached. Our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, disease, so you can live life to your fullest potential without the use of drugs, surgeries, medications, pills, potions, and lotions. But at the end of the day, our reason for having a clinic, for serving people in the community, for doing this radio show for years, is so that we can really rip people out of the medical system and prevent them from going to the medical model, and teach them how to live a lifestyle that's about wellness and prevention and about lifestyle modification, which is all goes back to taking responsibility for your health. Right now, we're in a culture that really blames everybody else for their health problems, whether it's your age, genes, stress levels, work, age, you name it. People are blaming other things than the things that they can control. And so we want to put that power back into your hands. And we have some amazing content today that Dr. Tyler and I are going to share with you. It's all about EMFs. This is a level of stress in our society that's getting worse. If you've never heard of EMF stress or EMF toxicity, we are going to be going over that today. Some of you are like, I don't even know what EMFs are. Well, hang tight. We will get to that. But before we do, I just want to remind you that we are Maximize Living chiropractors. And the purpose of why we're doing this and talking about this content is because we know that in order for people to get well and healthy from the inside out, that's why our office is called Health From Within. We have to focus on things that could be interfering with the health of our body. Because at the end of the day, we know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Your body is designed to heal, it desires to heal, and that it needs no help to heal, it just needs no interference. And so whether that's with damage in your spine, and that's what we do, is remove the damage in your spine so your nervous system can function and heal 100%. We look at your nutrition, we look at toxicities, we look at lack of exercise, lack of biomechanics, mindset interferences. So what are those interferences that you have that could be impacting your health? And if you're a patient, which many of our patients listen to the show, we always want to strive to continue to move interferences so the body can heal itself, and EMFs can be an interference. So Dr. Tyler, why don't you tell us a little bit more about what EMFs are, and just so people can kind of be on the radar about this.
Yeah, so EMFs are static electric, static magnetic, and time varying electric magnetic like wavelengths. So they're everything that we can't see. So this is This is a two-end street. Technology has done a lot of good for us, but we're too much of a good thing, right? So when we're looking at this, we break down EMFs into three categories. We break it into how does it affect our thoughts, how does it affect us physically through traumas, how does it affect us emotionally, so and then like the toxicity levels, and what does that do for us? So it's a double-edged sword. Not saying technology is bad, because obviously you guys are listening to us through the radio, so these radio waves are doing something to you, but we want to have that knowledge still. So look,
go ahead. Well, and on top of that, like we have our phones out and our computers are up, and so we understand there's a need for technology, but we also got to give it value to how it can affect us negatively as well.
Yeah, and we see that forthcoming in our clinic more often. So for a second, let's just play a game. If you are driving, don't do it. Close your eyes. imagine all the wavelengths that we just were talking about. So from this radio, from the computer sitting at your desk, from your Wi-Fi. How many Wi-Fi do you have? And Wi-Fi adapters do you have in the house? From all that, picture the wavelengths going away from that, going to whatever it is. I mean, everyone has a smart TV now, so that smart TV is giving off wavelengths. Even that microwave that you're using in your kitchen is giving off wavelengths. Now picture all those. Wavelengths as actual colors and bouncing off everything. Now they're not just bouncing off the walls, they're bouncing off you as well. So there is a mechanical stressor there. And if we went back 20, 30, 50 years prior, there was less in a room than right now. So even in our room, like we were talking about, we have our cell phones, we have our computer, we have things going that weren't going at that time. I mean, your cell phone is basically a miniature computer at this point. It does just as much. But those wavelengths are doing something to us. So let's just start with physical. So it's not a secret that these wavelengths are doing something negative to our body, because in the medical field they diagnose this as EMF toxicity syndrome. So when they label that as a syndrome, I talked about this prior, when they label that as a syndrome, they say they don't know. They just stop their research and say, that's enough. We know it's doing something. It's just not doing it right. Well, they broke it down, and so the studies have shown that over EMF exposure leads to headaches, tremors, dizziness, memory loss, loss of concentration, sleep disturbances, and much more. But those are the top ones. So now if we just stop there, look at headaches, tremors, dizziness, memory loss, and loss of concentration, how many people do we know that are experiencing that? Because when we go to just loss of concentration, that ends up being a diagnosis in kids as ADHD. And we know that number is going up. There's more kids being diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, more than ever right now. There's more adults. Actually, people my age are being lately diagnosed with ADD right now. So physically, we see those stresses on the body already.
Well, we all know, like, you know, when we see the kids with the iPads and the iPhones, like, and I'm not judging you, because, you know, I have four kids that, you know, it'd be easier to throw an iPad in front of them. But I'll tell you that the earlier we're exposed to technology that's moving at a fast pace on a screen, or that dopamine hit when we're scrolling, the more damage there is to our brain. So it's not just about eyesight. It's not just about, like, not able to focus and pay attention. It's the exposure at such a young age, too. And the earlier you introduce it, the longer they're going to have it. It is what it is. Once you give it to them, they're always going to want it, right? Because it's literally a dopamine hit to the brain. No wonder people are having more ADHD than with social media. I mean, the research has been shown just how much stress there is on a person's brain when they're living so much in that social media platform.
Yeah, and as we look at that, I'm not saying that those diagnoses are wrong. I'm saying that we're actually manipulating our chemical balance so much that then we're predisposed to seeing symptoms such as that. So that's what it's doing to us kids. You can even see in, like, the social media end. So I 5 years ago, the study was the average attention span on like social media on Facebook was 2 minutes, right? So the average video that was watched was 2 minutes. You see that with songs, it's like 2 to 3 minutes long is a normal wavelength. Well, now that we're getting into TikTok, we see that boost coming faster and harder. So it's coming a quicker spike of dope boost with watching those videos, but it's coming faster because now we're only doing 10 second max videos. If it's 10 seconds, it's already too long for our kids. So now thinking about where we were as kids, that's completely different. It took plenty of time just to get our friends on the phones, or you had to ride over there and knock on the door. You weren't going to get instant response, or you had to wait till the next day you saw them at school or something. So when we're looking at physically what that's doing to us, it's also putting us in a different position. So tech neck, whichever one you know. We're always, and you see more people in a stooped position. So a lot of people like to compare this to newspapers and say, oh, everyone was reading newspapers and to themselves. Well, that's different because the newspapers you had to hold off to your head, your face, and then there's a whole different thing. And also you weren't rolling over in bed and checking it. So when we look at like technology use, we're putting it in the most vital areas. So it's in our living rooms, it's in our bedrooms, it's not even outside our kitchen at this point. So these wavelengths are keep coming and they attack us. So we're getting overstimulated, right? And we have no response for it. So when we're looking at the sleep disturbances, for one, so the sleep disturbances, 70 to 80% of Americans fall asleep with their phones in their bed, and they're using that phone within 3 minutes of trying to go to sleep.
I mean, it's just absolutely crazy because, you know, I've been there a couple of times where you're checking emails, or, you know, it's so easy to do. And, you know, once again, this is not from a place of judgment. This is a place of just like really analyzing what you're currently doing. And I know Dr. Tyler has spent hours putting together an amazing presentation on EMFs. And one of the pictures in the slideshow that just really hits home for me is it shows a family on the couch and the kids on an iPad, and the mom and the dad are sitting across from each other, and they're on their phones, and like everyone just disengaged, not just postural issues that I see, but like, what is that doing for family life, you know? And so if you want more information about the EMF workshop, normally people are charging hundreds of dollars to learn about this information. And Dr. Tyler and our team have really decided to say, how do we just get more massive amounts of truth and information out to the public? And so we're doing more online workshops this past year or so. And it's been a huge blessing for people from the radio show, because maybe you guys live 2 hours away, 3 hours away, and unfortunately you can't come into the office as a new patient, you know, because it's harder for you. But listen, if you want access to this workshop, instead of it being hundreds of dollars, it's absolutely complimentary. If you're listening to the show, we want to gift you this information. So we will send you the EMFs workshop, but all I need from you is for you to text in your name and your email address, and we'll send this to you. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Yeah, and this is going to be, we're going to dive into more action steps that you can take. We're not just going to lecture you on all the things that are bad around us. We're going to tell you how can we actually attack this, and how can we sustain this. We also have some stories coming up about patients who actually have had, we went through the whole chiropractic route, and then we talked about, okay, what's happening outside? What does your environment look like? And things like that, and we found out that it was EMF. So stay tuned, stay locked in with us. We'll be diving into all of that. And if you have any questions, like Dr. Nick said, reach out to us, give us your information, and we'll get back to you soon.
Yeah, I think like one of the things to remember as we're going through the show every week is that there's people that are listening right now who are suffering, and you're struggling, and you've never really seen what your spine looks like. You've never seen what an actual true health center looks like and feels like. If you're looking for more information about our health center and you want to become a new patient, and you just you're curious about what we do in our clinic, I really want to get you plugged in. So give me a call right now. You can call us and I'll answer any questions you have. The number is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. and I'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible
thing. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we are your local Maximize Living doctors. Today's been a great show. We have people calling in, texting in, really wanting to get plugged into what we're doing in the clinic. And really our clinic is there to reach the unreached and to allow people a place to come that is counterculture. You know, when it comes to true health and healing, we know it comes from within, that your brain sends signals down your spine and a cord across the nerve roots that come out of your spine to every single cell, tissue, and organ in your body. So right now, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to breathe, for your stomach to digest food, for a cut to heal on your hand, for your blood sugar to be balanced after you eat that crappy meal, for your blood pressure to be balanced when you go up for a walk or exercise, for your cortisol to be balanced, for your estrogen and testosterone to be the levels they need to be, your brain, spinal cord, nerve system is what controls all of that. And we know that if the spinal health is missed, everything's gonna be missed. So we have to start from within, and everything we're talking about today and we do in a clinic is lifestyle modifications. Today specifically, we're talking about EMFs, is all going to contribute to the healing process, but there's only one thing that actually controls the healing, and that's your spinal cord and nervous system. That's what God put in your body to heal your body and to heal itself. That's how you're designed. You can't change it, so you might as well take care of it, right? You gotta take care of the spine, because a healthy spine leads to healthy function, leads to a healthy body. A damaged spine leads to dysfunction, which leads to a sick body. It's just simple, right? But many people don't recognize that, understand that, and don't really know what to do with it. And so that's why we're here. So we focus on the five essentials. We focus on mindset, nervous system, which is chiropractic, focus on nutrition, exercise, and detoxing. Those five principles are not just five good ideas, they're five principles. And I would say today, specifically on the show, as we're talking about EMFs and how it's affecting us, It can really affect the mindset. It can affect our posture. It can affect our detox. It can affect our toxicity levels. And it can also affect our inability to move or lack of movement, right? I think the only thing that's not going to affect is our nutrition, unless we're microwaving our food, right? Which is another thing. So it actually could affect all the five essentials, right? Earlier, I did give people an opportunity that if they want to get this complimentary workshop on EMFs that Dr. Tyler and the team really put together, Dr. Tyler is going to be leading this. It's going to be awesome. The cool thing about this is that people are charging hundreds of dollars for a workshop like this, and it's online, which is even easier. So you can just rewatch it, send it to everyone you love and care about, and we'll actually email the workshop to you. So it's super simple. All you have to do is pick up your phone and text in your name and your email address, and we'll send you the workshop, online workshop on EMFs. You're going to want this, whether you view it now or in a month from now. It is literally priceless. You need to get it. Once again, it's absolutely free. So the number is right to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Now with traumas, so with trauma, we categorize it, and most people think about trauma as like the surgeries they have or like the car accidents they have, like big things, right? But what we like to break down is micro traumas. And with EMFs, this is a big micro trauma that we, like we were talking about earlier, we see an increase of it, influx of it, because we're seeing more EMFs put around. I mean, we right outside the office, we have a new cell tower and things like that. So we have to be conscious of it. Like, it's something that you have to be conscious of, because no one is going to care except you, right? Your health is in your control. So when we're talking about micro traumas, it's things that we're constantly exposed to for a long period of time. So when we're talking about that, it might be something as simple as the position that you're sitting in for hours at work. It might be something as simple as playing with your kids for hours on the ground. Things that we don't think of as traumas, but we're in those awkward positions, those weird positions without thinking for a long period of time. Well, EMFs put us in a weird position. We just don't notice it. We just go with the eye strain and then try blue blockers. You try blue blockers for some reason, but you just don't know why, right? It's because of those wavelengths hitting your eyes at a condition that doesn't allow your eyes to actually relax. So then you have that eye strain. Now when we're looking at what this is doing, this cascade of issues is actually causing, is causing irregulation of the nervous system and imbalance in the body with our hormones and regulation there. So when we're talking about like the dopa boost that you do have, the dopamine boost, which is your feel good chemical neurotransmitter, when we're talking about that, that is literally physically what we're doing. So when Dr. Nick's talking about how chiropractic can help this, it's helping regulate and get the body back to its normal homeostasis, which is its baseline. So it's not letting it stay in that awkward increase or decrease. So when we have that rapid increase of dopamine, we're going to hit a big decline, because for every up, there's a down. So where I'm going with this is depression, anxiety is going to be the next thing that we see highly in people that are in high EMF areas. So this is saying that, and this isn't something that that people don't know. Radio show, there was a survey years ago, and there was only 5% of American adults that actually thought that technology was only doing good, right? There's tons of negativity to it, but with when we're talking about using technology, having those EMFs around us, well, they kind of isolate us. So everything that has the EMF transmitters or sending out those wavelengths are isolation tactics as well. So like when you're talking about like your computer, when you're talking about your phone, like your head's down, your blinders are up, you're not looking at anywhere else. And we're meant to be social beings. So as we isolate ourselves, and sadly we had a huge basically clinical trial of this with the past couple of years, the isolation, we see a quick steep increase of depression, anxiety, and other stressors, and the mismanagement of stress, really. Like it all cascades and comes together and builds there. So With that, it's 73% of heavy social media users to report feeling lonely compared to 52% of light social media users. I mean, that 52% is still high. Those are light users. So basically, everyone that uses social media, half of us feel light loneliness, right? That FOMO that we hear, that fear of missing out type deal, that it's ingrained in us now.
Yeah, and that's like, I think the biggest concern for me is that, like, you know, why are we using technology? Is it to escape something that we don't want to deal with? You know, I see this all the time, and or maybe you're at a restaurant alone, or you're standing in the line, or, you know, whatever it is, and like you're at a restaurant, you see a booth of a family or friends that are all on their phone. Like, it's absolutely crazy how, and we've all been guilty of it, because you slip right into it, because the culture just, it is what it is, right? But I'll tell you is that the comparison game, the FOMO feeling, the dopamine hits to the brain, you know, just that level of loneliness. We're the most connected, disconnected society in history. Meaning, like, we might have all the friends on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, you know, whatever things that are out there now. But, like, we are the loneliest. It's like I'll say this again. We're the most connected, disconnected society in history. So it's really not helping us, unless we're putting parameters around it. Maybe you're getting on there once a week, or, you know, whatever, once a month, checking in. That's a different story. Or putting pictures up there for your family to see. You know, there's so much justification, but the problem is you get trapped in seeing who liked it, who's watched it, what am I doing with it, what does someone, you know, think about it, what's their comments, they give it a heart, whatever it is. Like, all these things can really trap you, on top of what everything Dr. Tyler is saying with the actual chemical changes that happen in your brain. That's really my biggest question for you is, why do you use social media? Are you escaping from something? How frequently do you use it? What's your screen time look like? And all those things. We have to do like that self-evaluation to really understand where we're at.
Yeah, and just physically as human beings, we give off wavelengths ourselves, right? So that disturbance in the atmosphere, in our households, in our workplaces actually leads to more of those misinteractions, actually, I'd say. So less interactions, because we're having all this stimulation from a different place, and we're feeling the connection to technology. I mean, it just keeps going. It dives into our lives, our personal lives, like Dr. Nick was saying. But it does take on a ton of physical issues. So when we're talking about the increase in depression, increase in anxiety, this doesn't come alone. It actually gradually builds up. So you might be right now experiencing lack of sleep. So when we start there at lack of sleep, sleep is when humans do the most healing. We are able to basically do our factory reset at night. Our bodies do their spring cleaning every night, get rid of the old cells, the unregulated cells. But when we're not sleeping, we're already missing that healing, right? So then what happens is we kind of build there. So we break our circadian rhythm. My bad. Our circadian rhythm.
It's hard to say.
It's hard tough to say. The cicadas. We break.
They break your circadian rhythm too.
They break that too. We break our rhythm there, and then. It's hard to get back because we're in that dysregulated position. So now we're always feeling groggy. We're feeling tired. You just want to do what feels right throughout the day, right? And guess what? That where you're getting your most dopamine boosts, and most Americans, 70% of Americans are getting their dopamine boosts from social media, from those likes, from liking other people's things, from things like that, and not from the normal interaction that they used to have, which would have been help fighting through some of this emotional stressors, right? So we get into that rhythm and actually deregulate ourselves, and then it just keeps building from there. Less sleep, problems all day, go back to the cell phone. Less sleep, problems all day, go back to the cell phone. And it keeps building there.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about your day, and maybe your kids or grandkids, and maybe your spouse, you know, don't like point your finger at your spouse, but just think about your day, like, to where it's like, all right, well, I wake up, I check my phone. I'm on my phone. I listen to something on my phone in the car. And then you go sit in front of a computer all day, and then you get your phone over lunch, and then you sit in front of a computer again, and then you go home and you watch TV. I mean, that's just like, unfortunately, the typical common cultural thing to do. And I think if you're listening to the show week in, week out, and you've come to our office, and you know what we're about. If you're not familiar with our office, we're called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We're in that Starbucks parking lot, Katie's parking lot. So Joe, check us out. We have some amazing resources online, obviously, and many of you just need to become a new patient because you have issues in your spine, you have issues in your health, and you never dealt with it. But yeah, check us out because, you know, we're here to actually give you guys resources, tools, action steps, and we want to become uncommon, right? We want you to be different. We want you to be the weird one when it comes to your health, because guess what? The weird ones in our culture when it comes to health are the healthiest ones. It's just a fact, right? You're the weird one at the family function. You're the weird one over the holidays. You're the weird one at work. Right now, weird is good when it comes to your health. So if you're saying, I want to be weird for my health, you're listening to the right show, right? Or if you're like just kind of, you know, tiptoeing into it, that's okay too, right? But if you want to get this EMF workshop that Dr. Tyler and the team put together, it's an online workshop. Normally it's hundreds of dollars, but it's absolutely complimentary as you listen to the radio show. So all you need to get this online workshop, I'm gonna literally send it to you, is pick up the phone and text in your name and your email address, and we'll email you the online workshop all about EMFs and technology. The number to text in right now with your name and your email address is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We have an awesome rest of the show lined up for you, so hang tight, and we'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we're located at the corner of Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill. We are all over social media as we talk about EMFs and social media today and technology. And check out our website at healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. We have so many amazing resources on there. And you guys know us by now, our main goal is to transform healthcare by transforming the way you view and manage your health. And that's why we have the show, is to really reach the unreached. Whether you're listening to us from 4 hours, 5 hours away, or you're down the street and you're a patient, the main goal is to transform your health and your family's health so that you can change for generations to come. We are problem solvers, not problem labelers. So we're not going to give you a label. We're going to say, okay, you may come in with this in the office. You may have been told you had this forever. But at the end of the day, we are going to take you through a blueprint of action steps on how to actually get your health back, reduce and remove medications with the help of your doctor, prevent surgeries, and get you to the health that you want. You know, this time of year is amazing because it gives you an opportunity that to really say in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, 12 months from now, what is your ideal health look like? And my question for you is, what do you want it to look like, and what are you willing to do to get as close to that as possible? Because what we see in our office, in our health center, is that we literally see people in their 20s, 30s, 60s, 80s that will say that they're healthier this year than last year. Now, that goes against what the medical model says. It goes against what their family says, what anyone in their age group says, that the culture says that as you get older, you get sicker and you get fatter and you get unhealthy. The reality is that if you put your health as number one priority with your lifestyle, what's going to end up happening is each year you get older, you actually get wiser and you change your lifestyle, and you'll actually feel younger and you'll start to look younger. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just a fact. I can tell you right now, I'm healthier now than I was at 39 than I was at 29. I just am, with what I've done with my lifestyle, with how much time I've put into detoxing my body, But doing some of the things that Dr. Tyler's talking about today, about reducing EMFs and reducing technology exposure, getting my spine adjusted for longer in my lifetime, working out differently, eating differently, having a different mindset, sleeping differently. So my encouragement for you is that no matter what age you are, a year from now, you should actually look and feel healthier and younger. Guess what? It's possible. We see people within their 80s that they'll say, listen, a year ago today, I couldn't do what I'm doing now. I feel better. My skin looks better. And I feel just younger all around. It is possible because we see it happen every single day. We even see it happen within our team, right? It just is what it is. And even our family, right? We see people that are getting healthier and they're getting the results that they want. So if you're looking to really see how we can help you with your health, the first place we start in our office is in the spine. We have to make sure your spine is healthy. We are chiropractors because we know that we're doctors of cause, and a lot of the cause of health concerns and problems start in your spinal cord and nervous system and the damage in your spine. Listen, normally to come into an office like ours, get a full exam, get a full set of x-rays, it's $150 to $200. What we're doing for the radio show is that when you call in on the radio show or text in on the radio show, you automatically get an offer to come into our office at a discounted rate. And that includes x-rays, about an hour with a doctor, or a view of your x-rays at your follow-up appointment, and a game plan to say, how can we actually get you to the health goals that you want in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, and 2 years from now? What does that look like? Well, instead of it being $150 to $200, it's only $60, but you have to call and or text when the radio show is going, because we want to get you scheduled. So what we'll do is this. I'm going to give you the offer now. If you want to schedule a new patient appointment in our office, in our clinic, to see if we can help you get you to the health that you want, for the $60 rate, pick up the phone and call. When you call, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So pick up the phone now if you want to schedule a discounted appointment. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Yeah, Dr. Nick, I think you said earlier, being weird puts you ahead, and being weird in your health is being healthy.
Right? That's good, because I'm super weird.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm super thankful for being weird right now. So we're going to dive into microwaves. I feel like microwaves is something that we've neglected so far, but microwaves are really interesting, and people probably hear both ways of this. People hear that they're good for you. People hear are not good for you. They don't affect you. No one hears they're good for you, right? The best you get is they don't affect you. The worst you get is they cause a lot of disease down the road. And it's true. How microwaves are functioning are actually heating up the waves around the air, right? So heating up microwaves is if you look at wavelengths and go into the ionizing and non-ionizing, it is a non-ionizing radiation wavelength.
But so hold on, let me disclaimer here. If you've used a microwave your whole life, it's so convenient. Like, the convenient factor is there for real.
It is.
It's so convenient, and everyone just goes to it to heat up something really quick because a stovetop and an oven just takes way too long, or a toaster oven takes long, or whatever it is. But it's part of it's like where you go really.
What you're
microwaving, and how long, and what you're doing. So remember, we're with you on this, that a microwave is very, very, very convenient. So we got to start changing our mindset. What you're about to hear from Dr. Tyler is real stuff that literally can change what you eat, which then changes how healthy you are. And really, we're trading a couple extra minutes to be patient and wait till food gets warm in the oven or on the stovetop. Really, 5 minutes, 10 minutes max, and your food's going to taste better, by the way. So Dr. Tyler, I just want to give a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So people don't shut us off. Just so you guys know, I had to rip out the microwave out of my old house because I kept going to it. It was just easy to go to. So you can't have a microwave in your house or you're going to use it. Fact.
Yeah. And it's going to, this isn't telling you to rip out your microwave.
Like, yeah, don't do that to your spouse.
That's stressful, but
and weird too.
And stressful and weird. But Well, there are going to be steps to take to actually help reduce the effect of the microwaves, and that's going to be what we microwave our food on and how often we're using it, like you already said. So let's start there. If you're microwaving on plastic, stop. If you're microwaving in like the plastic Tupperware, whatever you're heating up, stop that now. Like there are a ton of good options in the glass compartment that you can use and warm up, and plastic plates, all of that.
Whoa, plastic plates, especially the ones that are like they're like lined, clear stuff. That's nasty. One, and then two, I was gonna put it on as like the meals, right? The frozen meals with the plastic on top. Like, pop a hole on top. Kids mac and cheeses that, like, you'll buy organic Annie's, and then there's, like, it's in a plastic cup. It just says microwave the plastic cup.
You're trying your best, all right, with organic Annie's.
Sorry.
No, at least you're
there. I'm going to get sued from that.
At least you're good there. I mean, there are some of those mac and cheeses out there that can't say, they say they're the cheesiest, but they can't say they actually have cheese in their food. So, and all of it being said is we're warming up our food. You're trying to do it as fast as possible, as convenient as possible, but do it with the least amount of impact on your life. I know it's a common thing. It's a staple in some people's kitchens. I know I tried getting rid of ours and doing an overhead oven thing, and it was a no-go in our house. So I have a microwave. I don't use it. Someone in the household does use it.
Uh-oh, call out.
Yeah. that one's a known fact.
No wonder you look so much healthier.
But microwaves are something that we go to too easily, and we just guess. We don't like there's ceramic that is microwave safe and not microwave safe. Why is it not microwave safe? It's because what is heated up ends up seeping into our food. So it's a toxic stressor. When we talk about addressing nutrition and going into that area, one of the questions we have is like, okay, what does a diet look like? How are you preparing that food as well? Because some people like to pop it in the microwave, like having the leftovers, and they're doing wrong things, and that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's hard to say.
It's hard to say.
The cicadas. We break
they that. Breakers are convenient,
they too. They break that, too. We break our rhythm there, and then it's hard to get back because we're in that dysregulated position. So now we're always feeling groggy. We're feeling tired. You just want to do what feels right throughout the day, right? And guess what? That where you're getting your most dopamine boosts, and most Americans, 70% of Americans are getting their dopamine boosts from social media, from those likes, from liking other people's things, from things like that, and not from the normal interaction that they used to have, which would have been help fighting through some of this emotional stressors, right? So we get into that rhythm and actually deregulate ourselves, and then it just keeps building from there. Less sleep, problems all day, go back to the cell phone. Less sleep, problems all day, go back to the cell phone. And it keeps building there.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about your day and maybe your kids or grandkids and maybe your spouse, you know, don't like point your finger at your spouse, but just think about your day, like to where it's like, all right, well, I wake up, I check my phone. I'm on my phone. I listen to something on my phone in the car. And then you go sit in front of a computer all day, and then you get your phone over lunch, and then you sit in front of a computer again, and then you go home and you watch TV. I mean, that's just like, unfortunately, the typical common cultural thing to do. And I think if you're listening to the show week in, week out, and you've come to our office, and you know what we're about. If you're not familiar with our office, we're called Health From Within. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. Right in that Starbucks parking lot, Katie's parking lot. So just check us out. We have some amazing resources online, obviously, and many of you just need to become a new patient because you have issues in your spine, you have issues in your health, and you never dealt with it. But yeah, check us out because, you know, we're here to actually give you guys resources, tools, action steps, and we want to become uncommon, right? We want you to be different. We want you to be the weird one when it comes to your health, because guess what? The weird ones in our culture when it comes to health are the healthiest ones. It's just a fact, right? You're the weird one at the family function. You're the weird one over the holidays. You're the weird one at work. Right now, weird is good when it comes to your health. So if you're saying I want to be weird for my health, you're listening to the right show, right? Or if you're like just kind of, you know, tiptoeing into it, that's okay too, right? But if you want to get this EMF workshop that Dr. Tyler and the team put together, it's an online workshop. Normally it's hundreds of dollars, but it's absolutely complimentary as you listen to the radio show. So all you need to get this online workshop, I'm gonna literally send it to you, is pick up the phone and text in your name and your email address, and we'll email you the online workshop all about EMFs and technology. The number to text in right now with your name and your email address is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We have an awesome rest of the show lined up for you, so hang tight, and we'll be right back after the break. It's a living thing.
It's a terrible thing to. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil, and we're your local Maximize Living doctors here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic, and we are located at the corner of Manchester and McKnight in Rock Hill. We are all over social media as we talk about EMFs and social media today and technology. And check out our website at healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. We have so many amazing resources on there. And you guys know us by now, our main goal is to transform healthcare by transforming the way you view and manage your health. And that's why we have the show, is to really reach the unreached. Whether you're listening to us from 4 hours, 5 hours away, or you're down the street and you're a patient, the main goal is to transform your health and your family's health so that you can change for generations to come. We are problem solvers, not problem labelers. So we're not going to give you a label. We're going to say, okay, you may come in with this in the office. You may have been told you had this forever. But at the end of the day, we are going to take you through a blueprint of action steps on how to actually get your health back, reduce and remove medications with the help of your doctor, prevent surgeries, and get you to the health that you want. You know, this time of year is amazing because it gives you an opportunity that to really say in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 9 months from now, 12 months from now, what is your ideal health look like? And my question for you is,
what do you want it to look like, and what are you willing to do to get as close to that as possible? Because what we see in our office, in our health center, is that we literally see people in their 20s, 30s, 60s, 80s that will say that they're healthier this year than last year. Now, that goes against what their what the medical model says. It goes against what their family says, what anyone in their age group says, that the culture says that as you get older, you get sicker and you get fatter and you get unhealthy. The reality is that if you put your health as number one priority with your lifestyle, what's going to end up happening is each year you get older, you actually get wiser and you change your lifestyle and you'll actually feel younger and you'll start to look younger. I know it sounds crazy, but it's just a fact. I can tell you right now, I'm healthier now than I was at 39 than I was at 29. I just am with what I've done with my lifestyle, with what how much time I've put into detoxing my body, but doing with some of the things that Dr. Tyler's talking about today, about reducing EMFs and reducing technology exposure, getting my spine adjusted for longer in my lifetime, working out differently, eating differently, having a different mindset, sleeping differently. So my encouragement for you is that no matter what age you are, a year from now, you should actually look and feel healthier and younger. Guess what? It's possible. We see people within their 80s that they'll say, listen, a year ago today, I couldn't do what I'm doing now. I feel better. My skin looks better. And I feel just younger all around. It is possible because we see it happen every single day. We even see it happen within our team, right? It just is what it is. And even our family, right? We see people that are getting healthier and they're getting the results that they want. So if you're looking to really see how we can help you with your health, the first place we start in our office is in the spine. We have to make sure your spine is healthy. We are chiropractors because we know that we're doctors of cause. And a lot of the cause of health concerns and problems start in your spinal cord and nervous system and the damage in your spine. Listen, normally to come into an office like ours, get a full exam, get a full set of x-rays, it's $150 to $200. What we're doing for the radio show is that when you call in on the radio show or text in on the radio show, you automatically get an offer to come into our office at a discounted rate. And that includes x-rays, about an hour with a doctor, or a view of your x-rays at your follow-up appointment, and a game plan to say, how can we actually get you to the health goals that you want in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, and 2 years from now? What does that look like? Well, instead of it being $150 to $200, it's only $60, but you have to call and or text when the radio show is going because we want to get you scheduled. So what we'll do is this. I'm going to give you the offer now. If you want to schedule a new patient appointment in our office, in our clinic, to see if we can help you get you to the health that you want for the $60 rate, pick up the phone and call. When you call, I'll answer the phone. We'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So pick up the phone now if you want to schedule a discounted appointment. The number to call right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214.
Yeah, Dr. Nick, I think you said earlier, being weird puts you ahead, and being weird in your health is being healthy.
Right? That's good because I'm super weird.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. I'm super thankful for being weird right now. So we're gonna dive in. I dive into microwaves. I feel like microwaves is something that we've neglected so far, but microwaves are really interesting, and people probably hear both ways of this. People hear that they're good for you. People hear are not good for you. They don't affect you. No one hears that they're good for you, right? The best you get is they don't affect you. The worst you get is they cause a lot of disease down the road. And it's true. How microwaves are functioning are actually heating up the waves around the air, right? So heating up microwaves is if you look at wavelengths and go into the ionizing and non-ionizing, it is a non-ionizing radiation wavelength.
But so hold on, let me disclaimer here. If you've used a microwave your whole life, it's so convenient. Like, the convenient factor is there for real.
It is.
It's so convenient, and everyone just goes to it to heat up something really quick because a stovetop and an oven just takes way too long, or a toaster oven takes long, or whatever it is. But it's part of it's like where you go really. What you're microwaving, right? And how long and what you're doing. So remember, we're with you on this, that a microwave is very, very, very convenient. So we got to start changing our mindset. What you're about to hear from Dr. Tyler is real stuff that literally can change what you eat, which then changes how healthy you are. And really we're trading a couple extra minutes to be patient and wait till food gets warm in the oven or on the stovetop. Really, I mean, 5 minutes, 10 minutes max, and your food's going to taste better, by the way. So Dr. Tyler, I just want to give a disclaimer.
Yeah.
So people don't shut us off. Just so you guys know, I had to rip out the microwave out of my old house because I kept going to it. It was just easy to go to. So you can't have a microwave in your house or you're going to use it. Fact.
Yeah. And it's going to, this isn't telling you to rip out your microwave.
Like, yeah, don't do that to your spouse.
That's stressful, but.
And weird too.
And stressful and weird. There are going to be steps to take to actually help reduce the effect of the microwaves, and that's going to be what we microwave our food on and how often we're using it, like you already said. So let's start there. If you're microwaving on plastic, stop. If you're microwaving in like the plastic Tupperware, whatever you're heating up, stop that now. Like there are a ton of good options in the glass compartment that you can use and warm up, and plastic plates, all of that.
Oh, plastic plates, especially the ones that are like clear stuff. That's nasty. One, and then two, that I was gonna put on that is like the meals, right? The frozen meals with the plastic top. Like, pop a hole on the top. Kids mac and cheeses that, like, you'll buy organic Annie's and then there's, like, it's in a plastic cup. It just says microwave the plastic cup.
You're trying your best, all right, with organic Annie's.
Sorry.
No, at least you're
there. I'm going to get sued from that.
At least you're good there. I mean, there are some of those mac and cheeses out there that can't say, they say they're the cheesiest, but they can't say they actually have cheese in their food. So, all of it being said is we're warming up our food. You're trying to do it as fast as possible, as convenient as possible, but do it with the least amount of impact on your life. I know it's a common thing. It's a staple in some people's kitchens. I know I tried getting rid of ours and doing an overhead oven thing, and it was a no-go in our house. So I have a microwave. I don't use it. Someone in the household does use it.
Uh-oh, call out.
Yeah. that one's a known fact.
No wonder you look so much healthier.
But microwaves are something that we go to too easily, and we just guess. We don't like there's ceramic that is microwave safe and not microwave safe. Why is it not microwave safe? It's because what is heated up ends up seeping into our food. So it's a toxic stressor. When we talk about addressing nutrition and going into that area, one of the questions we have is like, okay, what does a diet look like? How are you preparing that food as well? Because some people like to pop it in the microwave, like having the leftovers, and they're doing wrong things, and that's going to be a toxic pathway, and they're surprised when we do blood tests or urine tests, and they're like, well, I have no I don't drink blood or whatever shows up, right? They're like, I filter my water and things like that. But well, what are you doing with your food and how are you cooking it? Because this is where those wavelengths are. They're on the same length as EMFs, but it's a different type, right? It's meant to heat up in a more radicalized, faster position than EMF waves.
An impatient way, right? I mean, we gotta think it's all about time, right? Time is money, money is time, and we don't have time to eat, so because we're so starving because we didn't plan our meal. So, you know, we've all been there. That's why I can speak to it. So if you want this EMF, we have one more segment that we're gonna really hit some more EMF information. But if you want the EMF workshop, as I said earlier, this people are out there charging hundreds of dollars for a workshop like this, and we're gonna send this to you, an online workshop that you can rewatch and send to everyone you love and care about. We're going to send it to you so you can access it. But the only thing is you just got to text in your name and your email, and we'll send you the EMF workshop complimentary. So the number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to
live. Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we were just thinking about how our culture is just so convenient. We're a culture that's defined of the three C's. Everything has to be convenient, has to be comfortable, and has to be cheap. Convenient, comfortable, and cheap.
And so that's what we're really basing a lot of our decisions on when it comes to our health. And the reality is you're not going to get the results you want. Our office is designed to really get you to start thinking differently, that it's going to take a little bit of inconvenience to get healthy and be healthy for the rest of your life. It's going to take a little bit of getting uncomfortable, doing something different. Maybe ripping the microwave out of your kitchen. Maybe calling in to get a new patient appointment in our chiropractic clinic. Maybe starting to take specific supplements or starting to do something different with the technology, some of the action steps that we have for you. It might be different getting out and working out in the cold. Who knows? What does that look like for you? And you know what? It's going to take a level of investment of time and resources into your health to yield amazing results on your own behalf. Because at the end of the day, the reality is you can choose when to get uncomfortable, or you can wait for it to happen. It's the same. You're going to choose to get uncomfortable and get healthy, or you're going to wait to get uncomfortable and be sick. You're going to choose to get inconvenienced to get healthy, or you're going to let the inconvenience attack you or get at you with sickness and disease. And you're going to either choose to be invested with time and your resources into getting healthy or become in debt and lose time because of sickness and disease. It's absolutely your choice. It's nobody's choice and nobody else's responsibility but yours. We can't save you. The government can't save you. Your genes aren't going to save you. We probably know that by now. Medicine's not going to save you. The only person that can actually pick themselves up is you. And it takes wanting to and knowing your why of wanting to get healthy. What's your why of not using a microwave? What's your why of coming to get chiropractic care? What's your why of taking vitamin D3 supplement right now? What's your why of going to work out in the morning? Like, it's not the how. It's not just the action steps. And that's what I love about the workshop Dr. Tyler's going over a little bit right now, what we're going to be sending out to you guys. What I love about this workshop is not just, hey, get off your phone, get off computer. Like, no, we understand you have to use it. But understand, if you put a why to reducing technology, you put a why to not using your microwave anymore, changing what you're putting in the microwave. If you put a why to really disengaging from social media, then it's going to be sustainable and it's going to be not just an action step, but more so a lifestyle modification. Now, a lifestyle modification isn't short term. A lifestyle modification is long term. And the reality is that that's what we need to gain health and healing. Okay. We're absolutely compassionate and about this, but we're also realize we got to shake people up a little bit, right? We got to shake the tree, get things to fall, get old habits to fall so that you can grow bigger, stronger, get healthier, and get the health that you want. And that's really what we're here for. And so as Dr. Tyler goes through EMFs and ripping out microwaves and putting the phone down and you're taking the iPad out of your kid's hands, like, yeah, these are all action steps, but the why is so you can have a better life. That's it. The why is you're going to have a better, more fulfilled, longer, healthier life. Because at the end of the day, remember, your body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. So are you interfering? Let's remove the interference.
Yeah, and it goes back to the G.I. Joe fallacy that we read in a book a while ago, which is like, so this is saying that what the old, and I'm dating some of us, what the old at the end of the G.I. Joe cartoon said was, knowing, now that you know, you're won half the battle. So it's a lie because if we know what's bad for us, I mean, we can spew a ton of information, we know, but what we have to do is to go a little further than that and actually take action and then take the steps to ratifying or addressing some of these things. And that's what I want to get into now. I don't want to leave you guys here just lecturing you about EMFs and then technology's bad. I use technology all the time. We've had a ton of disclaimers throughout this. Like, we use it. It's about keeping it in a compartment and actually limiting it. So Where do we start with this? I mean, it could be a completely a new thing to you. It could be something that you have been exposed to about like EMF toxicity. But where do we start? How do we address this in our lives? How do we address this in our families' lives, our loved ones' lives as well? So one, start with testing. So testing the common areas, testing your house in general, but testing like the big areas where you sleep, where you eat in the kitchen, and also where you guys spend the most time if it's the dining room or living room. And a tester, and I don't have any attachment to this, but the tester on Amazon is $15 to $20 or or Walmart or something, they have EMF testers that test both electrical electrical wavelengths and EMF wavelengths, magnetic wavelengths, sorry. It's a little thing. It doesn't look too crazy. It's just a little it looks like a calculator almost, and it does, like, it's like a stud finder. So you just put it around, and you can put it up to your phone to make sure that it's working, and you can test things around. Yep, that's it.
I just so you guys know, like, candidly, I don't even have one of these myself, so I'm actually gonna buy one right now while we're on the air. Yeah, because Dr. Char, thanks so much.
Yeah, so it'll beep just like a stud finder, and then that'll start finding, like, things that you might not have even noticed. Because even having, like, the TV idled, even if nothing's on, it's sending off wavelengths.
And there's a TV actually idled in the same room. Thanks a lot.
I'm not calling out Dr. Dick.
I'm going to go rip all the TVs off my wall, too, and see what
happens. I'm sure that'll go over well. Yeah. So starting there, identifying those areas and going from there, and now what to do there, because there's also the big three, there's the big four, but we already talked about microwave. So the remaining three are going to be the Wi-Fi, the cell phones, and TV/computers. So those are going to be sending off the most in the houses, and that's just the normal. So Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is down, right? It's always a problem.
Wi-Fi is down.
Always a problem. If you want the house to go crazy, turn off the Wi-Fi and you'll see it fast. But actually, there are, like, little EMF blankets that you can put over the Wi-Fi at night. It'll actually dampen the Wi-Fi transmission, and it'll actually limit the kids exposure to it, because now the Wi-Fi is down, but you don't have to turn it off. So I know turning it off, a lot of people like to turn it off, and that's a good way to go, but that's going to be that's a little bit extreme, and I know you can't turn off the Wi-Fi. So you starting a blanket will actually dampen your EMF, and especially those who are closest to them. So, like, if you're close to the bedroom or things like that, so you're closest to the EMFs is going to be mom came into the office and was talking about her daughter was in college, and she was in an apartment with her friends, and she never had headaches, and then just first month of college was always having headaches. They thought it was stress. She's like, school's easy. School's not bad. I really like everything that's happening. No stress in social life and everything there. It ended up being she was on the other end of where the Wi-Fi was sitting. So those she was just sleeping right next to her head, right next to the Wi-Fi. So starting off with that blanket actually helps there, and actually helped build a tolerance, or just not even a tolerance, but helped diminish the actual exposure that she's having, and helped with those headaches. So this stuff actually works. Now, looking at cell phones. Now, cell phones throughout the day, that's going to be one of the things that a lot of people, posture-wise, so bring that cell phone up to your face, obviously, you know, so bring it up to your face and not bring your face down to it, is going to be one thing while sitting at the table, sitting on the couch, whatever you're doing. But then also at night, turning it on airplane mode. So turn it on airplane mode. Now you're already getting less Wi-Fi, less EMFs to and from. So your phone's not every, you know, if those apps run in the background, you have to close them out. Not everyone does it. I'm a terrible person at doing that. But that's always transmitting. That's always spitting back to the Wi-Fi, because it needs to communicate, right? And or 5G or whatever you're using. So it's going to be diminishing that. So putting that on airplane mode at night, and actually putting it away, or in a drawer or something away from your bed. Now, it's hard when that's your alarm, but get an actual alarm. Now, again, that's like $5 on Amazon right now. Yeah. You can find a good one. Yeah. And then finally, TVs and computers. So, like we already talked about, turn the TVs off when they're idled, not sleeping with the TV in your room. That one's easy. It's not that hard. You can do it. You definitely can do it. Or little things, right? So taking steps to maybe only having, if you love falling asleep to TV noise or something, I know there's those people out there. So you maybe only doing that on the weekends, and five nights a week you're sleeping without the TV on and relax in that state, because those the light from there is also going to affect how you're sleeping too. So those are just some steps right there. But now we're going to get into what everyone thinks chiropractic is about and talk about posture. How does technology affect posture, and how can we address it real fast?
Yeah, I mean, if we think about tech neck and how it affects us, and it's affecting people at a younger age. I mean, are your head shifting forward? The biggest concern I have with technology is it's causing something called forward head posture. That's how far forward your head is in front of the shoulder. So imagine holding a bowling ball in one hand all day long. What's going to end up happening, and holding it forward facing all day long with one arm, your head shifting forward puts so much strain and pressure on your spinal cord and your disc spaces and your nerves, and of course your joints and your spine. You know, we don't want to be that person that looks like their head is, you know, leading them through when they're walking, their head is about to fall off their body, leaning forward. Or when they're seated, they got that round hump on their back. And by the way, it's not genetic, it's not age, it's damage to your spinal cord and nervous system, usually from damage as a kid that's led into adulthood. But the biggest thing, and you said this earlier in the show, Dr. Tyler, is the microtraumas. The microtraumas of technology to your spine are absolutely damaging, and it can damage not only just how you feel and how you look with your posture, because some people are very vain and they want to make sure their posture is good because they want to look good. But yeah, you know, we all want to look good, we all want to feel good. The reality is we want to make sure that there's no damage on the nerves that go to your heart, your lungs, your immune system, your thyroid gland, your colon. Listen, bad posture leads to an unhealthy person. I don't care what anyone says, research shows it. Bad posture lose an unhealthy person, right? Not just how they look, but function. And so if you're exposed to a lot of technology, use a lot of technology, it's time that we start to look at your spine. You just have to start looking at your spine. Listen, x-rays are the only way that look into the health of your nervous system. There's no other way to do it that's as convenient and as effective as x-rays. And that's what we do in our clinic. We x-ray everyone's spine to see exactly what's going on, how it can help you, and make sure you do not have that thing called forward head posture. And if you do, it actually is correctable. We can change that. And so normally for a new patient to come into our office, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show now and you want to see if we can help you, and you want to get a full exam, full x-rays, it's only $60, guys, $60. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I answer the phone. I'll schedule you for a new patient appointment, and I'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So if you want to see if we can help you with your forward head posture, any bad posture that's being caused by technology, and you want to get an exam, call right now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope you have a blessed weekend, and tune in next time.
It's a living thing.
That's stressful, but
weird too.
And stressful and weird. But there are going to be steps to take to actually help reduce the effect of the microwaves, and that's going to be what we microwave our food on and how often we're using it, like you already said. So let's start there. If you're microwaving on plastic, stop. If you're microwaving in like the plastic Tupperware, whatever you're heating up, stop that now. Like there are a ton of good options in the glass compartment that you can use and warm up, and plastic plates, all of that.
Oh, plastic plates, stop. Especially the ones that are like they're like lined, clear stuff. That's nasty. One, and then two, that I was gonna put on that is like the meals, right? The frozen meals with the plastic top. Like pop saw a hole that. On top. Kids mac and cheeses that like you'll buy organic Annie's, and then there's like it's in a plastic cup. It just says microwave the plastic
you're
cup.
You're trying your best, all right, with organic Annie's.
Sorry.
No, at least you're
there. I'm gonna get sued from that.
At least you're good there. I mean there are some of those mac and cheeses out there that can't say they say they're the cheesiest, but they can't say they actually have cheese in their food. So all of it being said is we're warming up our food. You're trying to do it as fast as possible, as convenient as possible, but do it with the least amount of impact on your life. I know it's a common thing. It's a staple in some people's kitchens. I know I tried getting rid of ours and doing an overhead oven thing, and it was a no-go in our house. So I have a microwave. I don't use it. Someone in the household does use it.
Uh-oh, call out.
Yeah. That one's a known fact.
No wonder you look so much healthier.
But microwaves are something that we go to too easily, and we put it. We just guess. We don't like there's ceramic that is microwave safe and not microwave safe. Why is it not microwave safe? It's because what is heated up ends up seeping into our food. So it's a toxic stressor. When we talk about addressing nutrition and going into that area, one of the questions we have is like, okay, what does a diet look like? How are you preparing that food as well? Because some people like to pop it in the microwave, like having the leftovers, and they're doing wrong things, and that's going to be a toxic pathway. And they're surprised when we do blood tests or urine tests, and they're like, well, I have no I don't drink lead or whatever shows up, right? They're like, I filter my water and things like that. But well, what are you doing with your food and how are you cooking it? Because this is where those wavelengths are. They're on the same length as EMFs, but it's a different type, right? It's meant to heat up in a more radicalized, faster position than EMF waves.
An impatient way, right? I mean, we gotta think it's all about time, right? Time is money, money is time, and we don't have time to eat. So, because we're so starving, because we didn't plan our meal. So, you know, we've all been there. That's why I can speak to it. So, if you want this EMF, we have one more segment that we're gonna really hit some more EMF information. But if you want the EMF workshop, as I said earlier, this people are out there charging hundreds of dollars for a workshop like this, and we're gonna send this to you, an online workshop that you can rewatch and send to everyone you love and care about. We're going to send it to you so you can access it. But the only thing is you just got to text in your name and your email, and we'll send you the EMF workshop complimentary. So the number to text in right now is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. We'll be right back after the break.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to live. Higher and higher.
Welcome back to the Max Living Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Tyler McNeil. And we were just thinking about how our culture is just so convenient. We're a culture that's divine of the three C's. Everything has to be convenient, has to be comfortable, and has to be cheap. Convenient, comfortable, and cheap. And so that's what we're really basing a lot of our decisions on when it comes to our health. And the reality is you're not going to get the results you want. Our office is designed to really get you to start thinking differently, that it's going to take a little bit of inconvenience to get healthy and be healthy for the rest of your life. It's going to take a little bit of getting uncomfortable, doing something different, maybe ripping the microwave out of your kitchen, maybe calling in to get a new patient appointment in our chiropractic clinic, maybe starting to take specific supplements or starting to do something different with the technology, some of the action steps that we have for you. You know, it might be different getting out and working out in the cold. Who knows? What does that look like for you? And you know what? It's going to take a level of investment of time and resources into your health to yield amazing results on your own behalf. Because at the end of the day, the reality is you can choose when to get uncomfortable, or you can wait for it to happen. It's the same. You're either going to choose to get uncomfortable and get healthy, or you're going to wait to get uncomfortable and be sick. You're going to choose to get inconvenienced to get healthy, or you're going to let the inconvenience attack you or get at you with sickness and disease. And you're going to either choose to be invested with time and your resources into getting healthy, or become in debt and lose time because of sickness and disease. It's absolutely your choice. It's nobody's choice and nobody else's responsibility but yours. We can't save you. The government can't save you. Your genes aren't going to save you. We probably know that by now. Medicine's not going to save you. The only person that can actually pick themselves up is you. And it takes wanting to and knowing your why of wanting to get healthy. What's your why of not using a microwave? What's your why of coming to get chiropractic care? What's your why of taking vitamin D3 supplement right now? What's your why of going to work out in the morning? Like, it's not the how. It's not just the action steps. And that's what I love about the workshop Dr. Tyler's going over a little bit right now, what we're going to be sending out to you guys. What I love about this workshop is not just, hey, get off your phone, get off the computer. Like, no, we understand you have to use it. But understand, if you put a why to reducing technology, you put a why to not using your microwave anymore, changing what you're putting in the microwave, if you put a why to really disengaging from social media, then it's going to be sustainable, and it's going to be not just an action step, but more so a lifestyle modification. Now, a lifestyle modification isn't short-term. A lifestyle modification is long-term. And the reality is that that's what we need to gain health and healing. Okay? We're absolutely compassionate and about this, but we're also realize we got to shake people up a little bit, right? We got to shake the tree, get things to fall, get old habits to fall, so that you can grow bigger, stronger, get healthier, and get the health that you want. And that's really what we're here for. And so as Dr. Tyler goes through EMFs and ripping out microwaves and putting the phone down and you're taking the iPad out of your kids' hands, like, yeah, these are all action steps, but the why is so you can have a better life. That's it. The why is you're going to have a better, more fulfilled, longer, healthier life. Because at the end of the day, remember, your body needs no help to heal. It just needs no interference. So are you interfering? Let's remove the interference.
Yeah, and it goes back to the G.I. Joe fallacy that we read in a book a while ago, which is like, so this is saying that what the old, and I'm dating some of us, what the old at the end of the G.I. Joe cartoon said was, knowing, now that you know, you're won half the battle. So it's a lie, because if we know what's bad for us, I mean, we can spew a ton of information, we know, but what we have to do is to go a little further than that and actually take action and then take the steps to ratifying or addressing some of these things. And that's what I want to get into now. I don't want to leave you guys here just lecturing about EMFs and then technology's bad. I use technology all the time. We've had a ton of disclaimers throughout this. Like, we use it. It's about keeping it in a compartment and actually limiting it. So Where do we start with this? I mean, it could be a completely new thing to you. It could be something that you have been exposed to about like EMF toxicity. But where do we start? How do we address this in our lives? How do we address this in our families' lives, our loved ones' lives as well? So one, start with testing. So testing the common areas, testing your house in general, but testing like the big areas where you sleep, where you eat in the kitchen, and then also where you guys spend the most time, if it's the dining room or living room, and a tester, and I don't have any attachment to this, but the tester on Amazon is $15 to $20 or Walmart or something. They have EMF testers that test both electrical wavelengths and EMF wavelengths, magnetic wavelengths, sorry. It's a little thing. It doesn't look too crazy. It's just a little like it looks like a calculator almost, and it does, like, it's like a stud finder. So you just put it around, and you can put it up to your phone to make sure that it's working, and you can test things around. Yep, that's it.
I just actually just so you guys know, like, candidly, I don't even have one of these myself, so I'm actually gonna buy one right now while we're on the air. Yeah, because Dr. Tyler, thanks so much.
Yeah, so it'll beep just like a stud finder, and then that'll start finding like things that you might not have even noticed. Because even having like the TV idled, even if nothing's on, it's sending off wavelengths.
And there's a TV actually idled in the same room. Thanks a lot.
I'm not calling out Dr. Dick.
I'm gonna go rip all the TVs off my wall too. See what happens.
I'm sure that'll go over well. So starting there, identifying those areas and going from there, and now what to do there, because there's also the big three. So, or there's the big four, but we already talked about microwaves. So the remaining three are going to be the Wi-Fi, the cell phones, and TV/computers. So those are going to be sending off the most in the houses, and that's just the normal. So Wi-Fi. The Wi-Fi is down, right? It's always a problem.
Wi-Fi is down.
Always a problem. If you want the house to go crazy, turn off the Wi-Fi and you'll see it fast. But actually, there are like little EMF blankets that you can put over the Wi-Fi at night. It'll actually dampen the Wi-Fi transmission, and it'll actually limit the kids' exposure to it, because now the Wi-Fi is down, but you don't have to turn it off. So I know turning it off, a lot of people like to turn it off, and that's a good way to go, but that's a little bit extreme, and I know you can't turn off the Wi-Fi. So you starting a blanket will actually dampen your EMF, and especially those who are closest to them. So like if you're close to the bedroom or things like that, store you on closest to the the EMFs is going to be, mom came into the office and was talking about her daughter was in college and she was in an apartment with her friends and she never had headaches. And then just first month of college was always having headaches. I thought it was stress. She's like, school's easy. School's not bad. I really like everything that's happening. No stress in social life and everything there. It ended up being she was on the other end of where the Wi-Fi was sitting. So those she was just sleeping right next to her head, right next to the Wi-Fi. So starting off with that blanket actually helps there, and actually helped build a tolerance, or just not even a tolerance, but helped diminish the actual exposure that she's having and helped with those headaches. So this stuff actually works. Now, looking at cell phones. Now, cell phones throughout the day, that's going to be one of the things that a lot of people posture-wise, so bring that cell phone up to your face, obviously, you know, so bring it up to your face and not bring your face down to it is going to be one thing while sitting at the table, sitting on the couch, whatever you're doing. But then also at night, turning it on airplane mode. So turn it on airplane mode. Now you're already getting less Wi-Fi, less EMFs to and from. So your phone's not every, you know, if those apps run in the background, you have to close them out. Not everyone does it. I'm a terrible person at doing that. But that's always transmitting. That's always spitting back to the Wi-Fi because it needs to communicate, right? And or 5G or whatever you're using. So it's going to be diminishing that. So putting that on airplane mode at night and actually putting it away or in a drawer or something away from your bed. Now, it's hard when that's your alarm, but get an actual alarm. Now, again, that's like $5 on Amazon right now. Yeah. You can find a good one. Yeah. And then finally, TVs and computers. So like we already talked about, turn the TVs off when they're idled, not sleeping with the TV in your room. That one's easy. It's not that hard. You can do it. You definitely can do it. Or little things, right? So taking steps to maybe only having if you love falling asleep to the TV noise or something. I know there's those people out there. So you maybe only doing that on the weekends, and five nights a week you're sleeping without the TV on and relax in that state, because those the light from there is also going to affect how you're sleeping too. So those are just some steps right there. But now we're going to get into what everyone thinks chiropractic is about and talk about posture. How does technology affect posture, and how can we address it real fast?
Yeah, I mean, if we think about tech neck and how it affects us, and it's affecting people at a younger age. I mean, are your head shifting forward? The biggest concern I have with technology is it's causing something called forward head posture. That's how far forward your head is in front of the shoulder. So imagine holding a bowling ball in one hand all day long. What's going to end up happening, and holding it forward facing all day long with one arm, your head shifting forward puts so much strain and pressure on your spinal cord and your disc spaces and your nerves, and of course your joints and your spine. You know, we don't want to be that person that looks like their head is, you know, leading them through when they're walking, their head is about to fall off their body, leaning forward. Or when they're seated, they got that round hump on their back. And by the way, it's not genetic, it's not age, it's damage to your spinal cord and nervous system, usually from damage as a kid that's led into adulthood. But the biggest thing, and you said this earlier in the show, Dr. Tyler, is the microtraumas. The microtraumas of technology to your spine are absolutely damaging, and it can damage not only just how you feel and how you look with your posture, because some people are very vain and they want to make sure their posture is good because they want to look good. But yeah, you know, we all want to look good, we all want to feel good. The reality is we want to make sure that there's no damage on the nerves that go to your heart, your lungs, your immune system, your thyroid gland, your colon. Listen, bad posture leads to an unhealthy person. I don't care what anyone says, research shows it. Bad posture lose an unhealthy person, right? Not just how they look, but function. And so if you're exposed to a lot of technology, you use a lot of technology, it's time that we start to look at your spine. You just have to start looking at your spine. Listen, x-rays are the only way that look into the health of your nervous system. There's no other way to do it that's as convenient and as effective as x-rays. And that's what we do in our clinic. We x-ray everyone's spine to see exactly what's going on, how it can help you, and make sure you do not have that thing called forward head posture. And if you do, it actually is correctable. We can change that. And so normally for a new patient to come into our office, it's $150. But if you're listening to the show now and you want to see if we can help you, and you want to get a full exam, full x-rays, it's only $60, guys, $60. So this is the catch. You got to pick up the phone and call. When you call, I answer the phone. I'll schedule you for a new patient appointment.
and we'll take a $60 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So if you want to see if we can help you with your forward head posture, any bad posture that's being caused by technology, and you want to get an exam, call right now. The number to call is 314-323-7214. 314-323-7214. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope you have a blessed weekend. And tune in next time.
It's a living thing. It's a terrible thing to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.